my true love and affection, it just wouldn't do. So you found yourself.
Last year, Borderland drew around 6,000 people for the two-day festival. They are ambitiously aiming to draw over 20,000 this year and unveiled a lineup yesterday they think can help make that happen. Government Mule, Shaky Graves, and others like Rock Hall and Blues Hall of Fame legend Mavis Staples.
Learn to do without you. Even though it hurts me deep down inside, somehow I have...
Festival co-founder Jennifer Brazil says the diversity of the lineup is something that's helped attract musicians just as well as last year's audience.
They're like, thank you for bringing us to Buffalo. And we had such a good reputation last year about the festival, so the word's already gotten around, and people are so excited about this property. It's really special.
Other co-founder John Simperman says it helps they have large support from the local community.
Jen and I are both from East Aurora. We're both from the Buffalo region. So we live here, we work here, and forming those local partnerships is critical, because when the festival does leave, we're still here, and that we need to take care of our backyard.
Town of Aurora supervisor James Bach says the festival was so well organized last year, he's confident things will run smoothly if 20,000 people show up.
It can be intimidating, but the organization is they're pretty organized, and we're helping them out with some parking, and that's a pretty aggressive number. But as long as they do the proper security and proper parking and traffic, I welcome it.
If you have that many people, you need transportation services to accommodate, and Brazil says that will come. They'll have shuttles and will be partnering with Lyft.
As we get closer to the festival and we see how many tickets we sold and we know how many people are coming, we'll make sure to supplement everything around that. We'll increase our staffing, we'll increase our shuttles, we'll increase our parking. So we'll be really conscientious and aware of what we're creating as far as impact on the community and making sure the fans have a good user experience.
In all, the festival will include craft beer vendors, artisan exhibits, 3 stages with live music, and over 20 bands. Tickets go on sale tomorrow. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.